The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
We are celebrating, and you know, somebody who was actually there, welcome in to the Dawn Sensland Show. We are live from the Newtown Athletic Club. Thanks for being here. Woohoo! Somebody who was there for all the festivities, you're not going to miss a thing today, so we'll play everything. I don't know if you couldn't sleep last night. I couldn't sleep last night with the snow. It felt like Christmas Eve coming into today. And somebody who could have been there was there all weekend in that snowstorm, in the height of it, the woman who was the wind beneath the Trump Force 47 wings, Linda Kearns, our great election integrity attorney. She could have been there today with Trump. She wanted to be here to bring forth an important message. Can we hear it for Linda Kearns? Woo! Who, yes, loves
wise men say only fools.
No fools here.
I wanted to be here with you all to thank my beloved Pennsylvanians for making today happen. If Pennsylvania hadn't gone like it did, I don't think the country would have gone like it did. We showed momentum here in this very important swing state, and when the rest of the country noticed, we put Donald Trump over the top. And I wanted to be here to yes. thank you all, to thank the listeners, to thank the voters, to thank everyone who volunteered for me, to thank Cranky Pants Greg Stocker, who I think over the last year was probably like, enough with Linda Kearns. Like, does she need to be on the radio every day? But he let me come on. He let me bring the RNC message. He let me bring the Donald J. Trump message. And I couldn't be happier. And Dawn's right. I'm counsel to Pennsylvania for the RNC. And I'm also one of the counsels for the inaugural committee. And I'm actually on call in case something happens. But I told them I wanted to be here. And they were thrilled that I wanted to do that for you. So here I am.
So your team right now is what, at the Capitol One?
They're at the Capitol One. I mean, if it would have been in person, we would have been, you know, up front. But we're at the Capitol One Center. They're texting me pictures. They're, you know, a couple rows in, but I'm fine. I am here with my beloved Pennsylvanians.
Awesome. Listen, I know you have a message because you had talked about President Trump, Michael Whatley, the entire team. Your message that you wanted to convey here locally as to what they feel about everybody here, all the patriots, everybody listening, Linda.
Absolutely. Yesterday, we had a big inaugural luncheon to celebrate the incoming White House counsel. Dave Warrington, Michael Whatley was there. I spoke to him. We talked about how this station got the message out for us and what Pennsylvania did to really put us over the top. The whole team at the RNC and at the Trump campaign couldn't be happier. And I'm glad to say we're not going anywhere. I'm going to start tomorrow asking all of you to sign up to be poll workers in this election, because we want you all ready for 2028 and all of the other elections in between mm-hmm. that are just as important. So today's for celebrating, and tomorrow we're back to work. We already have a whole team in place. So, and I am thrilled because as an election law attorney, I've been asking for this for years. Like, just because we win, you can't abandon us.
Yes, it's so true, Linda.
The work starts the next day. And the RNC is absolutely committed to that with Michael Whatley, and I just couldn't be happier.
You know, I know we'll play a lot of audio, Linda, upcoming about some of the statements that incoming President Trump, he made a lot of statements yesterday throughout the day, and even late last night, his kind of last word at that candlelight dinner. I know you were there for all of it. But when he talks about that they were trying things or the shenanigans, and I see the so-called mainstream media or the legacy media, and they say, oh, and they poo-poo that. Nothing was happening. Nothing to see here. Everything was as if it was, let's say, pristine. I think we know differently. I certainly know differently because I know how many, I mean, thousands of RNC attorneys, many of them here in Pennsylvania, led by you. This was not a nothing burger. I mean, I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I feel like you and your team were in court throughout, just trying to make sure there was election integrity, transparency, and that there were no shenanigans.
It was the busiest year of my life. I I worked Dawn Stenslin hours for a full year. I don't know how I did it. I don't know how she does it. But it was only because we were allowed to have so many volunteers, so many eyes and ears. And that's something that we really fought for. That wasn't something that just came easily. And yes, multiple lawsuits. But you know what the difference was this year? We were so prepared. No post-election lawsuits. That's because we won before the election. We got it all done. And yeah, and we still have a lot here to do in Pennsylvania. We need to elect people to our legislature that it's going to pass good election integrity laws. Mm-hmm. We need to elect a Republican governor in Pennsylvania. That's coming up. So we do really need to change a lot. But yes, we worked so hard, and it was all of the volunteers that helped. I had eyes and ears everywhere.
Yes.
And when you have eyes and ears, it's harder for people to get away with shenanigans.
Yeah, so when you hear people say that in the so-called legacy media, you know differently as to what was going on. To have that many attorneys who had to be in court constantly fighting and battling to keep things, to keep that election integrity. If we can ask Dan Borowski, he'll be here. I know some of you have asked about Big Dan, but he's in Mission Control back at Odyssey World Headquarters in Philadelphia. So, Dan, if you can play some of the candlelight dinner audio that President Trump had been speaking out, we'd love to hear what the president had to say last night.
Yeah, here we go. Take a listen.
Thanks, Dan.
Mm-hmm. I want to especially thank you all for being here on the eve of one of the most important days in the history of our country, the day we save our nation and begin to make America great again. I'm thrilled to share this special moment with so many friends and supporters. You are a very extraordinary crowd of people. You're the men and women who helped make this momentous day possible, and I'm incredibly grateful for your love and support and generosity. You've been amazing. Our journey has not been an easy one, as you perhaps have seen. A lot of people said that was an impossible journey, but here we are. And we stuck together through every challenge and obstacle, and we stood strong for our country and for our freedom. And this is not my victory. This is our victory, everybody in this room. Thank you.
Trump in stereo, but we're hearing two different statements kind of blended. It was like Trump in stereo. Linda's like, I said two different statements.
But Dawn, before we continue, yeah. I got to say a real girl thing. I mean, we are bringing glamour back to that White House.
Yes.
Have you been watching Melania?
Yes.
Stunning. I mean, I think I'm looking forward to that the most for the next 4 years.
Yes.
Stunning.
She was, and you were there in person, Linda, but she was, just to describe the candlelight dinner, he's in a tux. She was in this black sequin.
I think she might be on the feed.
Yeah, if you can see, there she is right there if you're looking on YouTube. So she has sort of a white, off-white silk top. Then what is that, almost like a cape that's long with sequins, matching her sequin long. I don't know if it's Dolce. I don't know what she's wearing. I'm not good with all that, Linda. But you're right. Glamorous.
And this morning
elegant.
At the prayer service, she had on a gorgeous hat. I saw the picture. Oh, we're in for a great 4 years.
And that's just it. You have the prayer breakfast. And then reportedly, they said that Biden and Trump would have tea together, the Bidens and the Trumps.
Right.
And what do you make of that, Linda, as far as, and then they'll ride to the limo in the limo together?
Right. I mean, I like to see those traditions carried on, and I'm glad that they're doing all that. I think it's important for Americans to see that transition.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's so funny to me, though, that now it's over, and we even saw it with Obama chumming it up, joking around with Trump during that funeral when they were in the pews during the Jimmy Carter previous to the funeral, obviously. But all of that rhetoric that we heard that, oh, Trump is a danger to democracy. He's the devil. He's Hitler. I think not. And aren't they showing? That's why the liberal media is losing their minds.
Right.
Right.
But I could see Obama getting right back at that for the midterm. So, I don't trust them.
So we need to just remember and keep on playing this. So take me through it as far as what you're preparing for, because that's the thing I keep seeing. I don't know if you all are seeing it on social media, but I keep seeing this on social media that people are saying, well, I hope that they keep up with election integrity, because if they forget about that, the same thing will revive its ugly head.
Right. Well, Chairman Watley is absolutely committed to election integrity. He was just elected to another two-year term, and I was with him yesterday, and he is committed. And at 12:01 today, a lot of the colleagues that I worked with, they're becoming White House counsel. 12:01, they are going to be in that office working. The rest of us are going to be celebrating, and they're going to be in that office working. And some of the portfolio is election integrity, working with Congress on good election laws. So it's going to continue.
Which is so important. But all of you, Linda will be tapping into all of us on the weekends, during the week. Remember Trump Force 47, all of our great meetings? We need to just keep it up. And just like with Trump, I mean, before office, you felt like I had to remind myself, well, he's not the president yet. The guy is so hardworking, but he's already to work today. We'll talk about all of that, right, with what's going to happen. Do you have any insight for us, Linda Kearns, as far as what we can expect? Because I'm hearing that, for example, the cartels may very well be labeled as a terrorist organization.
Well, I've represented Trump in his elections now for 10 years, so, and I've gotten to see a lot of the people that he has around him. And what I can tell the American people is the people he has around him this cycle are amazingly talented, smart, bright people. I have tons of confidence in the decisions that they're making. A lot of the people that I work with, both in the campaign and on the inaugural committee, they are going into that White House counsel's office. My friend Pam Bondi, who's been on this station,
yes,
she's going to be our attorney general. I couldn't feel more safe as an American. So I can relay that I have a lot of trust and faith in the talent that he's recruited that's around him.
It's so true. Let's hear it for the great Linda Kearns. Woo! Linda, we love you. Can't thank you enough. And, of course, I know there was Elvis news, too, today, so it all fits together.
Well, yeah, Phil never disappoints. I know that's got to irritate Greg, but actually, that's part of the enjoyment.
Yes,
of it,
absolutely.
Right? Absolutely, yeah.
You know, Dan Borowski and Jimmy Kelly back at the station playing, you know, Jailhouse Rock. What's your reaction? I would love to hear your reaction to the fact that just this morning, President Joe Biden, in his final moments, gives a pardon, a preemptive pardon. I've never really heard of this, but it's to Fauci, it's to Liz Cheney, it's to the J6ers, it's to Milley. Your reaction to that, Linda?
My reaction is, if they didn't do anything wrong, why did they need a pardon? But I think that we as Americans, we cannot forget. We cannot forget what we went through. We cannot forget what it was like under the Biden-Harris administration. We can't forget what it was like under the campaign with all of the lawfare and all of the threats to President Trump, because I don't think those have stopped. And remember, Corey Compatore, his family is celebrating Donald Trump today without
yes.
him. And that
That's
was,
right.
I think, a product of the lawfare, of the rhetoric. And I think that it's going to come back. And I think that we're much stronger than they are, but we have to remain vigilant, which is why I am also very confident in the RNC under Chairman Watley's leadership, because he knows we have to remain vigilant about everything, including election integrity.
Amen. Linda Kearns. All right, we have to take a quick break. Around the corner, much more what you can expect going on with Inauguration Day. Donald J. Trump, number 47. Woohoo! We are here to celebrate Newtown Athletic Club. Thank you for being here today. I know lunch will be served shortly, so we've got the fight flag reminding us of Butler, PA, not just the initial attempt to take our greatest president of the United States ever, number 45. But, you know, remember that big reunion Butler County rally here in Butler, PA. That was amazing. And I remember during one of my interviews with Eric Trump that the great Dan Borowski, our executive producer, set up. And I had noted, because I'd actually met, I'd met Ivanka Trump years ago when she was on a book, or Ivana Trump years ago when she was on one of her book tours. And did you realize that it was almost a year to the day when Ivana Trump tragically died She remember that? She fell down her stairs. Yeah. It was such a tragedy and such a shock. And this was right amiss. Remember the FBI raid? And here they are, like, grieving their mom, the three eldest Trump kids, and coping with all of that craziness. Did you know it was, I had thought it was almost a year to the day. Eric said it actually, when she fell, was 1 year to the day, that July 13th. Can you imagine?
Wow.
So they almost lost their mother and then their dad 1 year to the day. It just kind of gives you chill bumps to think, what in the heck is going on, you know? So I just thank God. I have been praying for President Trump, Melania Trump, the entire first family, the entire cabinet, Linda, for that reason. Because I just feel that this family has been under attack. I mean, more than certainly any president that I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Absolutely. And I know the producers, when I come on, they always play Suspicious Minds by Elvis. But that's the best theme song for me, because I am suspicious. I am suspicious
yes.
of the Democrats. Thank God I'm not going for a Senate-confirmed position. I have to explain this. But I am absolutely suspicious of them, and we have to stay on guard.
Yes.
I don't want to see us get too comfortable. This is a day for celebration, but we can't get too comfortable. We have to fight for liberty every single day. And when I look back to the Biden administration, who's the voice that we could listen to? We could say, hey, someone's on our side. This radio station, I mean, they were such a comfort to me through this entire Biden administration. So we just have to continue to be vigilant.
And I think that's true. How many of you have said that this morning as we're talking? I think Liz was one of the first people to say it this morning, you know, to talk about the fact that, you know, we came together much like family. Maybe we're just meeting today or other events in person, but we really had to come together and support one another I remember back even on the Zioli show, this goes back to what, 2015, and I remember being on the air and saying, Rich, there's something weird. You're saying you put something out on social media. Why can't I see it? Or you would DM somebody, or it was really bizarre. Now we know the truth, and hopefully we get that transparency.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've been an election lawyer now for over 20 years, and so many times I was called horrible names mm-hmm. and an election suppressor and election denier. And I thought, all I really want is to have poll watchers in the polling place.
Yes.
Why are they demonizing me? But that's what the left does, and we just have to stay on alert.
It's so true. Let's listen in. I know Linda was there, but some of you haven't heard, as incoming President Trump was yesterday, huge rally, and then that beautiful candlelight dinner, where I think it's the last time we heard from him on the inauguration eve. It's a tradition, but he took the moment to, quite frankly, alluded to Linda, your team, but also Dave McCormick, Senator McCormick, and others. Listen in as Trump was speaking out last night.
So as we begin this exciting new chapter, I especially want to thank my family, starting with our great First Lady, Melania. Thank you, Melania. And a very special thanks to our outstanding Vice President-elect, J.D. Vance, along with his incredible wife, Usha Vance. Good. Thank you, J.D. Fantastic job. Thank you very much, Usha. And I have to call out somebody that's very special, who we put into a position that she knew nothing about, other than she's an extraordinarily competent person, and she learned everything she needed to learn probably in the first day. And that's Laura Trump, who became the head, along with Michael, of the Republican Party. And she ran a tough group of people, and we made it too big to rig. They tried, but they couldn't get past her.
So, you know, when you hear him say that, too big to rig, is there any exaggeration? Because I see already the so-called CNN fact checkers, and they're saying, oh, Trump continues to tell lies and spew these lies, it's too big to rig, etc. Is that truthful to you, Linda Kearns?
That they were trying to rig it? Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. We're constantly under attack. I mean, and I think what a lot of people don't realize is our election laws in Pennsylvania, they really need to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll just give an example. There were more slots for observers of mail ballots in Bucks County than I had in Philadelphia, meaning they only gave us so many slots in Philadelphia because there was only so many Republican candidates, and that's how the law is written. But in Bucks County, even though I had more slots, the room where they count the ballots was so small, I couldn't fit all the observers in there. So there was all sorts of constant inconsistencies, constant just changing of the rules along the way, and we just continued to fight. And what you may not realize, I talked about this on Rich's show last week, we're still fighting over whether or not you have to date a mail ballot. That,
can you believe this?
The Supreme Court just considered that case in conference last week, whether or not to take it. That's a case from the western part of the state. And then just last week, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court agreed to take the issue again, whether or not asking people to date a mail ballot violates the free and fair election clause of the Constitution. And it's just ridiculous that they're saying that we're trying to suppress the vote because we want people to properly date their ballots. And I think that's a common sense rule. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't think I ever sign my name without dating it. So
yeah.
So yes, it's absolutely still being attacked.
Unbelievable. I know we have a great audience here, and in the audience, actually, I was talking to Angela, who works with a group as their case has gone to SCOTUS as well, and that's about federal employees having to do with federal employees and private employees who actually did not want to get the vaccine, were threatened with firings, that sort of thing. Do you see a resolution within, as far as all of these executive orders and memos and different things? We're hearing 100 executive orders, but maybe another 100 things that Trump will sign today that clarify this or clear that out and bring people back to work or give them some kind of justice on this.
Absolutely. I mean, I heard that some of Trump's remarks today are going to be about bringing common sense back, and that's what it's all about. I mean, that was a really dark period, that whole vaccine period in our life. I heard you this morning calling it a pandemic, but they called it a pandemic. Was it really a pandemic? I mean, I'm not even sure it was. Sure, there was this virus going around, but did we really need to shut everything down? It was so ridiculous that happened to us as Americans. But especially here in Pennsylvania, we really fought back. We fought back to the governor, and we got our voices heard. So I am so proud of Pennsylvania in that regard.
Amen. 855-839-1210.
Hey, Dawn.
Yes, Dan?
I got a question for them.
Uh-oh. Is it about Elvis?
No. It's about a conspiracy theory.
Dun, 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 dun,
yes.
Dun, dun.
One that's now developing on the left. Yesterday during a speech, Trump said this about Elon Musk, and it's led to a lot of conspiracy theories about what happened here in Pennsylvania. Take a listen.
And it's pretty amazing, but he did that, and then he journeyed to Pennsylvania, where he spent like a month and a half campaigning for me in Pennsylvania. And he's a popular guy, and he was very effective. And he knows those computers better than anybody, all those computers, those vote-counting computers. And we ended up winning Pennsylvania like in a landslide, so it was pretty good.
Sorry to put you on the spot there, Linda, but I don't know. Are you able to tell us what he meant by that? Because the left has spun out of control with conspiracy theories saying that Trump meant that Elon hacked into the computer somehow and stole. Now they're starting with the election conspiracy theories, Linda. So your thoughts on that comment?
I hope they all get sued by Dominion and others.
I think, first of all, real election integrity is not that exciting. It's very, very, very basic. And the genius of our system in the whole country and in Pennsylvania is that it's separated out. It's not centralized. So there are no computers to hack into. You would have to hack into there was 4,000 voting machines alone in Philadelphia, none of them hooked up to the internet. So if you wanted to hack into them, you had to hack into 4,000 of them, multiply that all across the state. There really was no computer to hack into. So, the left is going to have to spin these theories because they have to talk about something. I would think they would be celebrating because now they have something to talk about. Now they don't have to lie about the fact that Biden is really aware and alive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now they have something actually to talk about. So, I don't think that's a conspiracy theory that we need to spend a lot of time on.
Well, you do. You hear them talking about this. There's another conspiracy theory involving Elon Musk, this one with Vivek Ramaswamy. Again, this is the left trying to take the narrative, control the narrative. You'll hear from Vivek around the corner and what's up with that. Sarah brings this Trump Blanc de Blanc. This is from Monticello. It's his special champagne. We got it. We got a couple bottles, courtesy Sarah. The Trump champagne, right, Linda? So we'll be popping that.
Cannot wait. 1201 cannot come fast enough.
Right? So let's, yes, as we celebrate Trump in about an hour, right, let's talk about Vivek Ramaswamy. And just speaking about what the left does, I saw them trying these on social media yesterday, on X, last night. And people are saying, oh, do you see there's trouble? There's fighting between Vivek and Elon. They're fighting the Doge. There's trouble in Doge. And I look at that right away. And you know how you have like your BS meter? And I'm like, this is so ridiculous. I know from friends who, you know, whatever, close to Vivek and the insider sources who've said Vivek was always looking to run for something in his home of Ohio. Right, Linda?
Absolutely.
So then, sure enough, and they never mentioned the fact that Mike DeWine, Ohio's governor, what did he do Friday into Saturday? He announces that his lieutenant gov, who he clearly wanted to be teed up to be the next gov, all of a sudden he's naming him, appointing him to J.D. Vance's empty seat as J.D. advances to Veep. Right. And what does that do? It tees up Vivek, makes sense, to be the governor, to run for gov in 26. But it's the kind of thing that I'm talking about. That's, and we all have to be smart and savvy about that. And I think that's what, to your point earlier, Linda, that's what we are learning.
Right. I mean, these Democrats, it's a lifestyle choice to just try to knock us down, try to have these conspiracy theories. Personally, I was working last night because I was still finalizing some of these contracts for the inauguration. So maybe these people need to get a job and stay off social media.
Yeah.
Maybe
Amen.
We'd all be better off.
Yeah, not just your 8-year-old, but maybe yeah. some of these other so-called influencers. All right, I know Dan Borowski has some Vivek Ramaswamy audio for us. Did Vivek say this yesterday? Or he put this out on social media this weekend, if not yesterday.
It was either Friday or Saturday that he put this out. Yeah, yeah. He posted it out on Saturday.
Those things that we have to look forward to. I think the number one thing we actually have to look forward to is a revival of self-confidence in the United States of America. We have, for the last 4 years and quite possibly longer, we've lost our sense of who we are as a country. We've succumbed to this culture of victimhood, victims of narratives of race or gender or sexuality or the climate or the weather or anything else. And to me, my reason for getting into this fight didn't have to do with me, didn't have to do with our family, certainly my wife and I. We've lived the American dream. This country's given us everything we could have asked for and more. I'm in this for the next generation. President Trump is in this for the next generation. I'm here with my 4-year-old son who came along with me. I told him to stay back in the hotel, but he really wanted to come here and be here, you know, with us. He's right here. His name's Karthik. He turns 5 next month, and that's why we're in this, is that we want to pass on a country to our kids greater than the one we inherited, and a country where our kids can be confident and proud to be citizens of this nation once again, a country where we teach them not to be victims, but to be victors. That's who we are as Americans. We've lost that inner animal spirit, but not for much longer. I think that's what's going to change at noon on Monday, that we are going to make America great again by believing in ourselves. The pursuit of excellence, the unapologetic, restrained pursuit of greatness, that's what America was founded on. We're the pioneers, the explorers, the unafraid, who no bureaucracy, no system, no government would stop along the way. The country where Thomas Jefferson, at the age of 33, younger than me, signed into existence the Declaration of Independence and the nation that followed. The Lewis and Clark expeditions in the years thereafter. The Louisiana Purchase. Worth remembering that one. We weren't always the small fringe of backwater colonies that expanded into creating a country that's the greatest known to the history of mankind. That's the spirit we're going to revive. And it's going to take all of us. I think that it's easy once you've defeated your opponents. In this case, it was the Republicans versus Democrats to celebrate. But the hard part of a victory like this is once you've won both chambers of Congress, you have a 6-3 majority in the Supreme Court and control of the White House. Now you have no one left to blame but to actually get the job done. And so we've preached it to the other side. We've told the people, young kids on the left at universities across the country, I've told them we don't believe in victimhood, we believe in victory. But now we're going to swallow a bit of our own medicine and say we believe the same thing for our side as well. Victory is our only option. And Monday morning when Donald Trump takes office, that is not the destination of our fight. That is the start line for a battle that continues not just for the next 4 years, but for generations to come. And I truly believe now more than ever, not in some fake politician way, but in a true way, I believe it now, that our best days as a country are actually still ahead of us. That we are not a nation in decline anymore, but a nation in our ascent. And with your help, we're going to get there. Thank you, guys. God bless you and your families. May God bless our United States of America, and may our best days as a nation be ahead. Thank you.
So that's Vivek Ramaswamy. You remember when he was here, many of you were at that town hall, one of the town halls he did. The one I attended with him was at the Union League. But I would just ask you, when you hear him speaking, the word is he's going to announce for his candidacy for the next governor of his home state of Ohio. But does that sound to you, Linda Kearns, like somebody who's disgruntled or having, I don't know, some kind of troubles in Doge?
Absolutely not. And what he said was so inspiring. I mean, I look at my own family. Neither of my grandfathers made it out of grade school. I represented the President of the United States campaign 3 times. So our family could have sat back as victims, mm-hmm. and we didn't. We just worked hard, went to school, decided, you know, we're not going to let anything keep us down. And that was his message. So, no, he does not sound disgruntled at all. He sounds like somebody who I want to be a governor.
Yes.
Absolutely.
He's an American patriot.
And he's been working with Doge ever since they announced it. So, yeah. And I'm sure he's not going to completely divest himself. I mean, his ideas are awesome, and they're going to be available to all of us.
You know, Linda, when you say that, I think that's part of what's happening is just reviving the American spirit and reaching so many different groups. And actually, Dan has a great piece of audio where Trump speaks to that as to who he wants to serve as the next president of the United States. I think that's an important point that you made for me. I'm that girl, first female in my family to graduate from college, put myself through. Many of us are like that, where no other woman in my family had a college degree. Very few men, if any, did. And then as well, thinking about what our families fought for. My grandpa, John Schuett, you can look him up, Purple Heart awardee. He was on Iwo Jima. And you look at his 5th Division, 26th Marine. I mean, he was there at Iwo Jima during that horrifying time, 1945, when most of his unit did not come home, at least. They came home in a box. And you think about the patriotism. He suffered his whole life with he was wounded, you know, WIA, came home, but loved America, loved this country, and said every day, I'm so proud and thankful to be an American. That's what we're reviving.
Absolutely. And it is okay to say, in fact, it's expected. We live in the greatest country on earth.
Yes.
Yet the liberals don't want us to say that. And Donald J. Trump, he's bringing that back. And he's celebrating all of our armed forces. I mean, he went to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier this week, and that was a very moving ceremony. He remembers. He knows what it takes to have the liberty that we have, and we have to fight for it every day. And that's why I'm so thankful. 12:01 today. We're back.
We're counting down. If you're watching us on YouTube and here at the Newtown Athletic Club, our team, Sean is here, Kirk is here, Captain Kirk, we call him. But they're switching back and forth so that you can see. Sometimes we have us on, but sometimes we have I think this is the presidential motorcade. The Trumps and the Bidens had a little tea. Sean's nodding yes. So they had a little tea, a little breakfast this morning.
Yep.
And now in a show of unity, the current president, the future president, the first ladies, they're right, Linda, they're in the limo.
Absolutely.
Making right. their way.
Yep, making their way to the swearing-in ceremony. Yep.
So it's a big moment in our American history. So if you're listening, if you're watching on YouTube, you're not going to miss a thing because the guys are monitoring this so that you'll not miss a thing as you'll see everything that happens. And they're kind of switching back and forth to show the crowd here, us here, Linda.
And we need to take ownership of this because remember, we made Pennsylvania Trump country. People call us a purple state. I don't believe this. We are ruby red.
Yes. Thank you for being here, whether you're in person with us live at the Newtown Athletic Club. Remember, lunch is about to come out, about to be served, so come on down. Otherwise, stay cozy where you are. The roads aren't really that, I mean, I made it in, we all made it in fine. So the roads for me were pretty good. And I'm coming from Philadelphia, so it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I came from Philly.
So, you know, yeah. So side roads, you know, just be safe. But it's bright, sunny. They've done a good job clearing. Come on down or join us and stay where you are as cozy. But we will certainly be here. And as far as my friend, our friend, Rich Zeoli, I even texted him, offered my Michael would come pick him up. I know that it kills him, Linda. He was supposed to be your date. You
Yesterday.
Guys were supposed to be there on the dais right there by Trump. Like, you know what I mean?
All right. Well, so yesterday was the big inaugural luncheon for the Republican National Lawyers Association where we celebrated the incoming White House counsel. Rich was supposed to go with me. He could not because of his foot. I did
and the surgery.
Texting him. And he was thrilled to see the pictures I was texting him, but so, so sad that he couldn't make it.
Yeah, I can't believe it. But we've been praying for him that he's taking the antibiotics. He had that surgery more than a week ago, hospitalized. So he's with us and with the president, with you, Linda, with all of us in spirit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And he'll be on at 3, but that's why he wants you to know that because he's not here. So thank you, Tommy McDonald just brought up a monitor so we can see Donald J. Trump, 47th president of the United States. I literally just got butterflies.
This is what it's all about. Every one of you who stood in a polling place for 16 hours for me, every one of you who just watched those ballots, every one of you who made phone calls, who just made sure your neighbor, your friend, or your aunt who might not have voted got out to vote, this is you. This is your victory.
Yes.
We did this.
You take that victory lap. And, you know, I got to talk about our win beneath our wings, our great loyal sponsors who make it all happen. My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, featuring the very latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands. I'm talking Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati. These models, they're so sleek, so beautiful. New designs, innovative features powered by the very latest in technology. Right now, Piazza has thousands of new as well as certified pre-owned vehicles available right now across their Pennsylvania, Delaware, and, of course, New Jersey dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles stands out. Just visit them, Piazza, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you. And we are about an hour from the big moment, Linda Kearns. Woo! Let's hear it live from the Newtown Athletic Center.
We are making America great again.
I can't wait. We've got the Trump champagne. We're going to pop it right at noon. And so here's what we do. We're giving you a hybrid, so you're not going to miss a thing. You can see all the pomp and circumstance. As I see, I do recognize there's Kim Bondi.
Pam Bondi. Pete Hegseth, yep.
I saw Governor Burgum. So they're the cabinet making their way in. And so we got that going on. Dan Borowski, just the Trump campaign or the Trump presidency just released an awesome new hype video to get us all like kind of fired up for 1 hour to go. Let's watch.
Give you one message to hold in your hearts today. It's this: never, ever give up.
FBI raid at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence.
Deadly force being authorized.
Nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy.
Donald J. Trump has been indicted.
Jack Smith has again indicted former President Trump.
Over the course of your life, you will find that things are not always fair. You will find that things happen to you that you do not deserve.
They said, take a look at what happened.
But you have to put your head down and fight, fight, fight. Never, ever, ever give up. The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong.
CNN projects that Donald Trump has been elected president.
Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation. Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
250 million Americans are not garbage.
And it'll make a real and lasting difference. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead. You must keep pushing forward.
I think that we just witnessed the greatest political comeback in the history of the United States of America.
So just remember that. Never stop fighting for what you believe in and for the people who care about you. America is beginning a new chapter. Our best days are yet to come. I can promise you that.
We are back.
We are back, baby. I got chill bumps. I did. I just watched that. And if you were not watching on YouTube, this great hype video that Dan Borowski just played and found. So part of it is you're seeing the persecutors. A lot of that video, though, Linda Kearns, was taken right here in Pennsylvania.
Absolutely.
Fight, fight, fight. Blood coming from his ear, but as well from Bucks County, where we're broadcasting from the Mickey D's. These pivotal moments.
Absolutely. I mean, it is not a walk in the park to represent him. Let me just tell you. It's not
just work.
Pure happiness. Yeah. It's a lot of challenges, but it is worth every second to see this day and to see not just Donald Trump coming back into office, because when you vote for the president, you're just not voting for the president. You're voting for all those people you just saw walk into the Capitol. You're mm-hmm. voting for the attorney general. You're voting for the the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And you're also voting for all of my colleagues that worked on the campaign, the very talented people who are now going into the administration, and they're going to carry out the vision. Mm-hmm. I, of course, am going to stay in Pennsylvania
for
elections. That was my choice.
We need you here.
Absolutely.
And that's just a piece of it for those of you here who stayed in line. And they showed just moments ago the images of the escalators. So maybe I think a lot of us have been there with Trump since the escalator, but maybe not. And that's part of his cabinet. When you look at his vice president, J.D. Vance, was critical at some point, has talked about that.
Right.
That he was somebody who did not think that they thought, oh, this guy is just bloviating, and then got into office and actually the promises made were the promises kept.
But that's because we're a party of ideas. We don't just fall into line. And I think it's important to challenge people, to challenge ideas, even within our own party. And it's okay maybe not to agree with everything President Trump says. Maybe not say it on the air. But I think that's very important. It's part of how we become better as a country. And I am so proud of us. And I didn't think this. There was a couple times in that campaign, believe me, when I was up all night, keeping those Dawn
yes.
Stensel and hours, thinking, am I going to get through this? Am I going to solve all these sticky problems? And we did it.
Yes, we did it. 855-839-1210. Quick break. We'll do a reset at the top of the hour. We have the Trump champagne on ice ready to pop the cork and begin a new day, a new dawn in America.
Dawn Stensel from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.